Hey everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarian. I'm joined by my Goonie lover, Rich Stamboli.
What's up, Z-Man?
Are you a big Goonies fan?
I like the Goonies, yeah.
Love the Goonies, though, right?
I do, but I'm not like, you know what? I think there's a difference because, like, I do think hardcore Goonies fans are like hardcore Rocky Horror Picture Show fans.
Oh, that's actually a great, great comparison.
Yeah, I love them, yeah, absolutely, but I'm not like obsessed. There's plenty of other things I'm obsessed with, like professional wrestling, which we're going to talk about today.
Guys, I do want to thank our two sponsors today on the show, and that's Hover.com for your domain needs, Hover.com/MattMenPodcast. You can go there, get 10% off your first domain purchase. We're going to talk a little bit more about them in a couple of minutes. And of course, BlueChew.com/MattMen. What do I have to say about this? There's so much to say about this.
Oh, boy.
About Blue Chew. I'm just starting it off. BlueChew.com/MattMen.
We gave them a lot on Sunday.
Yeah. BlueChew.com/MattMen. So, listen, before we start, I want to say Rich and I did a 6-hour marathon on Sunday, live on YouTube, on Twitch, all our platforms.
Yeah.
And it was wild. You guys were funding us so much money in the super chat.
Oh, my God.
On YouTube, if you want to fund us now. If you want to give us a couple of bucks, you could. If you hit that super chat button, you could do that over there. And, you know, we had so much fun. And I think this is cool because we've taken the wall down behind our Patreon.
Yes.
And what we've done is monthly payments.
Yeah.
So if people want to fund us, they can. And as long as we're at that goal, we will continue to do the shows for everybody. So it's a communal effort rather than just keeping it behind a wall. I'm trying that. I think it's cool.
It's working.
I don't like putting stuff behind walls. I don't like taking stuff away from viewers. So we're trying this. So if we hit, I think, our 250 goal, I'm going to do a 10-minute recap every week. And I'm going to do more of these interviews. This week, I did a quick Daniel Bryan video that nobody watched and nobody cared about.
That's okay.
And then I interviewed Wang from YouTube, YouTuber Wang, and it was that interview's blown up. If you guys want to learn more about how content creation is done, the stuff that he does with his internet, you know, internet pop culture stuff, he has this great series called Tales from the Internet. And one of the things that he did was The Ultimate Warrior, and how when we were younger, we were convinced that this was a different Ultimate Warrior.
Absolutely.
And that the original one had died.
Right.
That was the theory.
Right.
But here's the thing. I heard that secondary.
Okay.
What I had heard was that the Ultimate Warrior was so good.
Uh-huh.
He was so good. They paid him $2 million to sit at home.
Okay.
And this new Ultimate Warrior, he's a loser.
That's very interesting. The one I heard that I remember was the WCW Ultimate Warrior was not the original.
About Renegade, or are you talking about when Warrior came back to WCW?
When Warrior came back to WCW, that's when I remember hearing that rumor of like, yo, the original Warrior died, man. This guy's like too slim. This guy's not the real guy.
You know what? I kind of remember hearing that. Victor in our chat, $5 super chat, £5.
Five lira.
It's always lira.
It's always lira.
Guys, you can follow us, Matt Men Podcast. We're everywhere podcasts are available. Hit the subscribe button. Leave us a review. Hit the subscribe button here on YouTube. And let's get started with all the news, which we have a tremendous amount of news over the last couple of days. It's amazing sometimes. You know, we did like 6 hours on Sunday, and I was a little concerned that we wouldn't really have a lot to talk about because we'd be burnt out and we covered everything.
Yeah.
We did an Elimination Chamber recap. I don't want to go into Elimination Chamber because we had so much to talk about today.
And we don't have to. Okay, we've done enough.
So a lot of changes here. So I've the notes that I have here for today are tremendous. So I want to start off with Raw and SmackDown news. Raw had one of its highest rated shows for 2019.
On Monday?
On Monday.
Really?
On Monday.
Fascinating.
By the way, had nothing to do with the NXT guys.
Fascinating.
Yeah. It was 2.7 something million. I don't have the exact number in front of me, but it was around 2.7 million people tuned in, up from the 2.45 from the previous week.
Right.
Higher than Royal Rumble, the post show for Royal Rumble, which is one of the highest shows out there. I don't have the SmackDown rating in front of me. I'm sure MG Geek could find it and ping it to me.
Very fascinating, especially, and like Monday was a weird day, you know, and then like touching on the news thing, I honestly do think from now until WrestleMania, we're going to have extremely busy news weeks. in terms of not only WWE, but everybody else, you know? I don't know if they're in a scramble mode right now, but the ratings were fantastic for Monday with a very abysmal crowd.
Oh, dude. It was terrible.
Yeah.
I was
the crowd was the heel on Monday night.
I had a little bit of a rough Monday.
Same here.
Okay. My wife and I decided that we were going to go out for lunch.
Yeah.
And my father's like, take your time. I got the kids. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. I'll put them to bed. I'll do everything. And I was like, oh, man, that's great. So Jess and I turned a 2-hour lunch into a 7-hour drinking session.
As you do.
As you know, I got a cool ass wife. You do too. So it's, you guys do the same stuff.
It's never just one.
It's never just one. It's always more than one cool ass wife. And around like 7:30, man, I passed out. Yeah. And I got up around 9:30 to see, I already knew that the NXT guys, like right before that, I was told that they were coming. You know what? I don't want to watch this drunk and not
appreciate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'll watch it in the morning, you know, yeah. I DVR it, whatever, and I'll watch it. And I kept getting messages like, Andrew, can you believe how terrible the crowd is? Oh my God, this is embarrassingly bad. Dude, it was one of the lowest attended Raws in, I want to say, 20 years.
Wow, isn't that bizarre?
Yeah.
Lafayette, not considered like a major market, right?
Lafayette. No, that's a great wrestler name, by the way.
Lafayette?
Yeah.
That could be your
Enchante's third man in the group.
Or Enchante's the heel that he chases.
Lafayette. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I like this.
He hates Enchante.
So the attendance was miserable. Raw, and the crowd was not reacting to anything. Can you imagine?
Surprisingly.
Can you imagine what we got? We got DX in the Hall of Fame, right?
Boom.
We got that big announcement. Triple H comes out as a babyface and starts talking about how NXT's awesome.
Boom.
You get Ricochet, Aleister Black, Tommaso Ciampa, and Johnny Gargano all debuting on the main roster on Monday Night Raw. Crickets.
So, like, we were texting, too, the next day, and you were like, nobody, that was a Raw crowd. Whoever showed up in attendance, even though the attendance was low, that was specifically a Raw crowd. They got out of their houses to go see Monday Night Raw, which also means that, more than likely, they do not watch NXT.
Yes. A lot of those Monday Night Raw guys don't watch NXT, and I'll give you an example. 75% to 80% of the Raw audience is retained by SmackDown. What do you think that retention would be for NXT?
20%.
I would go a little higher.
Yeah.
I would say maybe 50%. Okay. That crowd was the other 50%.
Okay. Yeah.
It was really bad. SmackDown was a little better.
Yeah, it's fun.
In New Orleans, a little better, but they still didn't react to things. And it's a little scary when you bring these guys up that are so over in their niche and nobody knows who they are. And, you know, there's a couple things that came into my mind right now. One, one of the reasons why Raw seemed a little chaotic is that this was all last minute.
Yes.
They changed the plans the day of. This was not the plan. The whole show was supposed to be built around Seth Rollins.
Right.
He, unfortunately, was still not cleared to come back.
He's a lingering back injury.
Yeah, so they had to rewrite the whole show. Ronda Rousey was not supposed to have that rematch with Ruby, right?
It was a great match.
It was originally going to be Alexa Bliss and in a squash match, but they needed time because they rewrote the show, so they gave it to Ruby Riott again. That changed the NXT guys. That was a concoction put out by Vince McMahon. Everybody's saying like, oh, you see Triple H is bringing these guys. Vince McMahon said, I need the top four guys.
Allegedly. Like, give me your top four guys. Two of them happen to be champions.
Yeah.
And two former champions. But I find that very fascinating. That's very interesting. And I mean, like, there's always rumors and like all this other stuff. But the main rumor is that Vince did it almost without Triple H's knowledge. And
yes.
He was like, all right, give me your four guys. All right, go out there and introduce them. We need to add more wrestlers to the program.
Yeah. And so this is the amazing part of all this. Do you know why they did this right now?
Mm-hmm.
they have decided that they have a serious talent problem. Not as far as in the ring, but as far as talent built.
Stars.
They have done a extremely poor job at creating stars outside of Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, and Roman Reigns. Seth Rollins is hurt.
Right.
Dean Ambrose is leaving.
Perhaps.
And Roman Reigns is, you know, sick at home right now.
Out of the picture.
Out of the picture. So you had Braun Strowman that you built up and you killed him. You had Finn Balor that you were going to strap the rocket to and you gave up on that. They don't have mega stars because the way that they write TV is that they are afraid to commit to anybody for God knows what reason.
Even Steven.
It's even Steven. You know, it's that spoke on the wheel mentality. You know, yeah, CM Punk said in that infamous pipe bomb. But that is, that mentality is a reality. The term that he used, spoke on the wheel, is used within the company.
Right.
Because the company is over, not the character.
Oh, 1,000%.
The reason for that is that, you know, think about how many people come and go. You know, The Rock, they made The Rock, essentially.
Absolutely.
Left. Steve Austin, they made Steve Austin.
Left.
Gone. But that's how it works.
Right.
I mean, that's how the world works. That's how any kind of television character works. So they instead, they would like it to be the circus. You go to the circus. You're not going for one performer. You're going for the entire show.
Get a little bit of everything.
Doesn't work like that.
In terms of fans or in terms of popularity?
In terms of popularity.
The interesting thing with the Shield stuff, and, you know, since day one, those guys were groomed to be on top, and it worked.
Can you imagine if Cassius Ohno was the other guy in the Shield that it was supposed to be, and not Roman Reigns?
Not Roman Reigns. Oh, my God. You know, that would have been cool. I don't... That would have been cool.
Like a tubby Chris Hero?
That would have been cool, but, you know, like, maybe the longevity didn't work because those three dudes had, like, such a bond, and you could see it on TV.
SmackDown was 2.269.
They're homegrown guys, and I do consider, like, at this point, I do consider Aleister Black one of their homegrown guys, even though he did have an amazing career on the indies.
To most, nobody knew him.
Right, yeah. And same thing with Gargano and Ciampa. Like, they're molded now into that system to bring something different, right?
Yeah, Ricochet, on the other hand, was created on its own.
Exactly.
Matt Riddle, created on his own. Who else? Let's...
Velveteen's a company guy.
Velveteen is a company guy, yeah.
And I do think he's going to be one of the next people. Here's, like, the back and forth of this is you have these call-ups, right? Do you think it was a semi-failure to announce EC3, Lars Sullivan, Otis and Tucker, and Lacey Evans?
Interesting.
Because 2 months ago they did that, and nobody cared.
Yeah, I think some of it, they totally dropped that ball on that debut at 130%. I don't even understand what they did there.
Right.
I've asked people from within the company, and they have all given me the, dude, we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know why they did it this way. They were initially supposed to, they had that vignette package, and every week one guy was supposed to debut.
Do you think that was, and again, this is just my own personal thoughts as a fan. It seems like initially Vince said, hey, give me five people that I would like. Give me four acts that I would like. Big dudes.
Yeah, you had EC3, you had Lars Sullivan, and then you had
Otis and Tucker. Those are your big dudes.
And then what's her name?
And then Lacey Evans.
Lacey Evans.
The Nazi from Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Yeah.
I don't know. I think they totally dropped the ball with that, and they're about to hit the reset button on that and start over. But so look at the roster now, right? What they've done. I'm not concerned for NXT. A lot of the questions were, what does NXT do now?
Oh, they're going to be fine.
I think the big problem is that main event is gone. The main event at TakeOver was the last Gargano and Ciampa match.
Do you think so? You think that's off the table?
That's gone. I don't know how you do it. I mean, listen, I've seen it happen before where people have gotten called up. That used to happen in OVW and stuff.
Right.
Where the Bashams were in a major hot feud. And then they brought them up as a tag team. And they were able to kind of escape that. But you're going to have who's challenging Ciampa now for the title. Because he's going to drop that title.
Right.
I don't know what they do with that.
You know what? I bet you they will do. Ciampa gets called up along with Gargano. Okay. Spoiler alert, guys. Velveteen Dream won the North American title on last night's NXT. I do think you're gonna get a Matt Riddle taking the NXT title, but in almost a squash match, and then that main event is going to be Matt Riddle against a new challenger.
Interesting. Okay.
Or whoever replaced Matt Riddle with somebody else. Yeah.
Or from what I heard, it's still Ciampa at NXT TakeOver.
Okay.
And then they're going to have the new guard come in after that. They're not messing with that yet. So maybe they'll do double duty. I don't know. But Ciampa and Gargano are fitted for the tag division right now.
I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, and then, but you know, it makes sense because then you start the story over with them.
Yes.
You have a year to rebuild the story. I think that'll be fine. NXT's not in serious trouble because look at the names that they have right now. Yeah. They have
Matt Riddle.
Keith Lee.
Cassius Ohno. You have
Velveteen. Kushida.
Kushida's coming up.
Yeah.
You have the Forgotten Sons.
Yeah.
The Street Profits. You have one of the dudes from the Mighty Don't Kneel.
Well, what they're going to have to do is move some of those NXT UK guys over.
Yes, Pete Dunne.
You know, move Pete Dunne over and convince the hell out of Walter to go there.
Yeah. The women's division is very strong in NXT right now.
Yeah, the women's division is fine. They're doing it. And listen, this happens. This is how an NXT survives. They'll get gutted and they'll survive.
Yeah.
My question is, and more of my concern is, how do these guys survive on the main roster?
Because it's a different ballgame.
Listen, first impression means a lot.
Yeah.
Also, I got some news. They're going to be doing the Gargano Ciampa again. That was the angle at the tapings, apparently.
Okay.
So they are going to do it. It could be at risk. It could not be. There's a lot of question about that main event internally. Because you got to also put on a great show. That your competition for that NXT week, that WrestleMania week, is tremendous.
And plus, Dave, here's the thing. The NXT takeovers have been fantastic top to bottom. They've always been great, right?
Yeah.
So that's a lot to live up to. I think they're going to do it. NXT is going to be fine. I do think that a lot of the guys, this set of guys, Ricochet, Aleister Black, etc., I think they'll survive more on the main roster than the previous weird call-ups, except for Lacey Evans, because apparently Lacey Evans is in for a big push.
Well, they set the same about Mandy Rose. Remember that.
There's the slow burn with her now.
Yeah, but they set the same for Mandy Rose. Once she starts wrestling, I think that... remember, we've heard this many times. Eva Marie.
Yeah.
Mandy Rose.
Yeah.
And now Lacey Evans. Uh-huh. I think the concept is that they get a big push.
Yeah, yeah.
When they actually are performing...
Mm-hmm.
It kind of falls apart.
We need a babe.
That's what they want.
Yeah, we need one babe now.
I think that's the
thing. And if you just think about what Andrew just said, it's 100% true. You know, because Eva Marie's gimmick was slightly tweaked and given to Mandy Rose, but before that, it was slightly tweaked and given to not Summer Rae, the Australian. Girl.
Australian
girl. With the, she came out with Santino. Oh my God, I forgot her name.
Not Australia.
Yeah, she's Australian.
Australian girl that came out with Santino.
Yeah, yeah. She used to dance. She'd do this thing.
Emma.
Emma.
Yeah.
When Ava Marie left, they strapped Emma with that.
The gimmick.
With the gown gimmick, right?
Oh, man.
Remember? And then she left the company.
Kiss of death.
And then Mandy Rose, same thing. They kind of do that weird, Vaseline lens sexy thing.
I hate that Vaseline lens.
And I can see them doing that with Lacey Evans. Absolutely.
Let's see what they do.
I I think that stuff is fascinating because it's they're really trying to get that one babe.
Yeah.
You know? They're trying to get it over.
Some more Raw news. The match actually for Ricochet was going to be him and Finn Balor with Balor going over. But Triple H apparently got the match changed because he thought it would make absolutely no sense to give the match away for free. And plus, Ricochet would probably have to lose or be a wonky finish.
Right.
And considering Balor's the IC champion. So the finish would have made no sense. Not the best crowd in Lafayette, like we explained.
I do like the tag team of Finn and Ricochet, though, to be honest.
I do like that tag team. Interesting how they're concentrating so heavy on tag teams.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think the reason for that is to, because these are not tag team guys.
Right.
They're just pieced together. It's to save face with the even Steven booking.
Do you think that, or do you think their roster is so big that they need to really start putting tag teams out there?
Oh, I don't know, man. That roster's way too bloated.
It's huge. And the other thing with that is, like, do you think there's going to be the annual culling that happens?
After Mania,
yeah.
Who do you get rid of? I think at this point, they're so afraid of letting anybody go.
You think so?
Ty Dillinger, by the way, quit. Yeah. Sixth person to quit. More names are going to be coming out. Mm-hmm. Rich had mentioned that earlier on last week's show. I don't know. Who do you get rid of?
It's got to be the extraneous dudes. Like, honestly, like, as much as I like him, like a Mojo.
Okay.
You know?
That'd be the best thing for him.
Yeah, I think it would be the best thing for him because, like, I think, obviously, they're going to weigh their options, and they're probably going to say, like, okay, who can we get rid of that is not going to make a big splash on the independents, right? That has to be some kind of way of thinking.
Who could we get rid of that's not going to make a big splash? Yeah, it won't be damage to them.
Right. You know, like a Ryback's a good example.
Ryback is a great example, but you know what's amazing? What has he done since he left?
Motivational speaking.
But he's
not. Podcast.
But he hasn't really wrestled, huh?
No. I think he's done a few appearances.
I think that's crazy that you have not seen Ryback anywhere.
Swagger has turned around and he joined Lucha, did independent stuff, and did and won his debut MMA fight, right?
Yeah.
But that has to be on their radar, right? As business people, they have to say, like, who can we get rid of that has minimal value to us that will not pursue something somewhere else? Mojo?
Okay.
Right?
Kurt Hawkins and... And
Ryder?
And Ryder. You know, the other thing is everybody, and they're a great example. Yeah, everybody's talking about how, you know, Zack Ryder and Kurt Hawkins should go to AEW, and AEW should grab Mojo, and AEW should grab this. You also have to look at, what are they going to do?
Like, right.
What kind of positioning? You're not going to have Mojo Rawley go to AEW and all of a sudden become the greatest, most over wrestler in the world. AEW is also considering, okay, listen, we can't sign everybody.
Right.
So... we have to sign people that make sense for us and that'll be over for us.
Exactly. I think the thing, and you're a big ECW fan, right?
Yes.
Do you get that sense that the way AEW is being structured at this point, where it's almost like they're going to do an ECW where they're not going to rely on stunt casting, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. They're going to homegrown their guys until they get to the point where then you can have guest appearances. Then you can have these other guys come in, blow up Joey Janela, blow up Hangman, blow up MJF, and then 2 years down the line, maybe Zack Ryder shows up. Maybe so-and-so shows up, you know?
I think the opposite, actually.
Really?
I think these guys are going to do some one-offs. They're going to show up every now and then. They're very much open into having, if you watch, like, the Being the Elite, for example, the Yeti
so good.
Was on this week. So
was Big Papa Pump.
So was Big Papa Pump, which is so weird. That was really weird to see that. Listen, is Scott Steiner going to show up in AEW?
Sure.
I 100% he will.
Sure.
I think they're open to this, and they realize that a lot of the wrestling, the way that media gets picked up, the way that wrestling gets picked up, are these stunt moments, some of these stunt moments.
Yeah.
So if Big Papa Pump is backstage yelling at Joey Janela in AEW, and that's all you get, you know what, dude? That's freaking great. You're not relying on old talent to have matches. You're getting that pop, and you know what's happening? People are going to share that video. And everybody's going to see Joey Janela.
And also, it honestly, as a fan, it showed Big Papa Pump in a different light because it showed me specifically, all right, this guy could have some fun. This guy could play ball, you know?
Yeah, listen.
And it was a great bit.
The guy owns a fast food franchise, right?
What was it, like Big Papa Pumpers?
No. He owns like a real restaurant franchise.
Big sandwich place?
Big sandwich place. So a couple other things, obviously. Ty Dillinger put in his request to be released. He's friends with Cody, so I'm assuming he's going to go there.
Sure.
He'll be a good arm, you know, good guy to have in there.
Absolutely.
More names to be named, by the way. There's a lot more names that are going to come out. I've heard a couple. Obviously, the last thing you want to do is ruin somebody and what they're going to do, but you're going to see some more names. Nothing unbelievable. Nothing. It's who you think.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there's one name that we've discussed.
Yeah.
That is a tremendous get if they get him.
Right.
I don't know what the possibility that is right now, because they have WWE's being very aggressive to keep top talent.
Yes. I think that's a good thing, but it also could be a bad thing, because it could be that it could be the immediate gratification situation, right? And there's so much speculation right now, and I do think fans are kind of like wrong about a lot of this stuff, where there was a graphic going around about how everybody who's quote unquote complained and gotten in trouble has gotten what they wanted from the top of the company, right? There was that rumor going around that Revival was unhappy, and then they put the belts on.
No, that was 100% true. You know? They asked for their release, and they got the titles.
Or the Uso thing, how, you know.
I'm going to tell you something. I have not heard anything about, like, the rumor that Jimmy wants to get fired and that plays. You know how nuts that is?
Yeah. Hey
guys, like, we got to. I'm not saying it's our audience that's doing that. But I do see it on Twitter, and people are like, oh, it's so obvious. Uh-huh. Him and Naomi want to get fired and go to AEW. You know, when I want to get fired, you know what I do? I stop showing up.
Right.
I make mistakes.
It's very easy to get fired.
I don't allegedly drive the wrong way in a one-way, up a one-way, and try to fight a cop.
Exactly.
That is the worst way to try to get fired.
Again, we talked about this the other day. Like, I don't think they have a stringent morality clause where this stuff really affects you unless it's something illegal.
Yeah, sure.
Like, super illegal. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, RVD and Sabu getting caught smoking weed because of the wellness policy.
Nobody got fired for that.
But they definitely got punished.
They did get punished, yeah.
You know, or, like, even Jack Swagger got punished for that. But, you know, like, the rumor of the Carmella and Corey Graves thing. There's no morality clause there that warrants these people getting fired or reprimanded.
And the reality is they really didn't do anything wrong, considering he was separated from his wife.
Exactly.
So the fact that people jump the gun and they overreact, and now I'm seeing a lot of people saying, this is the best. I saw somebody post this.
How could you like this
cheater? He was going really hard against Corey Graves and what a piece of crap he is and blah, blah, blah. We didn't talk about any of this, obviously.
No,
I don't do the personal stuff, really.
Yeah.
And he's going hard about it. And this is the climate that we're in, right?
Yeah.
You see a headline, you start accusing, you start judging before you know the facts.
I knew it.
And he got like a lot of retweets and like his Instagram blew up. And the next day when the news came up, he's like, oh, hey guys, sorry. Somebody told me that my post got deleted. No, dude. You realize that you came off like an idiot and your post did not get deleted.
Dude, I got hacked.
I got hacked. Instagram took it down and Twitter took it down and Facebook. They all were in on it, bro. We should, you know, think more a little bit.
Yeah.
Guys, I do want to continue talking this. We do have a lot more news to talk about, but before we continue, I want to talk about a great sponsor, and that's Hover.com. Let's find a domain name for your passion. I don't know if you know this about me, but I own about 350 domain names.
I do know that about you.
I am really crazy about buying domain names, and I actually sometimes sell them.
Yeah.
I've had two experiences. My wife had a domain name that was like an educational brand, and she had it for like 6 months, and somebody offered her $5,000 for it.
Amazing.
Yeah, wild stuff. That's not why I buy domain names. I just buy it for different ideas and then to protect assets that we have.
Right.
But if you have a business, you're starting up a business, you're starting up a website, you want to do a blog, you want to do a wrestling podcast, I always tell people, buy the domain name, and they have a great deal for you. For Matt Men listeners, go to hover.com/MattMen, and they'll automatically take 10% off your first order when you check out with the promo code MATTMEN10. That's MATTMEN10. And the great stuff about it, managed domains are easy with Hover. Freedom to connect to any web host or site builder. Automatically connect to popular web hosts in seconds, and powerful domain management. And the other thing is their support is best in class. Really, if you have any questions, you want to transfer domain name, which you actually can also, and save on that as well. Transfer your domain name to Hover and use their management service. You could also do domain email, free domain privacy. They don't have these one-ups like some of those other guys where you think you're buying a domain name for $10, and by the time you check out, it's like $75 because they added all this different stuff. Domain privacy, so it's private registration. They don't know where it is. Protects your contact information from hackers and spammers, and hundreds of other extensions like .actor, .zone, .idea, .co. I'm a big .co fan.
Are you a big .co fan?
I'm a big .co fan.
All right.
I owned JoeRogan.co for a long time, and I gave it to him.
You just gave it to him?
I just gave it to him.
Did he threaten to punch you in
the mouth? No. He was very thankful. Hover.com/MattMen. Get 10% off your first order when you check out using the promo code MATTMEN10 at checkout. Rich, where do you want to go?
Let's take a look at the future.
Okay. Wow.
Let's take a look at the future of Raw and SmackDown. We're on the road to WrestleMania right now. That has not been more evident than by people pointing at a giant WrestleMania sign. There's so many moving parts at this point with everything going on in the world of professional wrestling. Not only do you have the WWE stuff, you got some cool New Japan stuff coming on, the New Japan Cup's coming up in a couple of weeks, and you have the AEW stuff. And the thing I love about the AEW stuff is that nothing has happened.
Nothing has happened.
And people are going so nuts about what will happen.
I'm not talking about their TV deal anymore.
No. Like, it's we need concrete stuff. It is happening. But where do you see Raw and SmackDown going to Fastlane? Where do you see this Kofi match taking Kofi?
It is going to take him nowhere.
A lot of people have it's 50-50. A lot of people have poo-pooed him on Twitter and social media when we take the polls. You know, it's like half and half.
Well, I can tell you why. Is Kofi a great athlete? Yes. Has he deserved some sort of title shot? Yeah, of course. But this was not his spot to have. It was Mustafa Ali's spot.
Okay.
And he was never supposed to, as of Sunday morning, he was not supposed to be in the Fastlane match.
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually know who was supposed to be. Most likely would have been Mustafa Ali.
Mustafa.
It was Mustafa Ali going to be him. Obviously they put Kofi in because of the internet and because of all the praise he's been getting on social media.
Oh my God, yeah.
And this is interesting for WWE, and people say they don't listen to the fans. Listen, here they go. You got it.
And guess what? They don't like it.
And they don't like it. And people are crapping about it. So
not even crapping about it. The major thing that people are saying is like, only if it was Kofi from 2010.
Kofi from 2010.
Yeah, like debut Kofi.
Why?
Exactly. Like I've seen that so much online where it was like, this is not the Kofi to do it with. You know?
What Kofi would you have done it with?
This is the perfect Kofi to do it with.
He's over right now. He's the most over he's ever been.
Let's keep saying the word Kofi because it's great to say.
Do you have any Kofi in there?
I have plenty of Kofi.
Oh, nice.
Do you have Kofi in that Kofi?
No, I don't.
You can taste my Kofi.
Can I taste your Kofi?
Yes.
All right, let me taste your Kofi.
It tastes like pancakes.
Oh, does it? Let me see.
We interviewed the New Day last year before.
Oh man, maple.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
that's delicious.
That's a great Kofi.
So, my theory is I think he wins at Fastlane and again drops it right before WrestleMania.
I could tell you he is not winning the title.
Okay.
If he does, I won't eat a shoe. What? Because they're messing with the schedule right now. What would I eat? Give me something to eat.
A deck of cards.
No, you know what? I got it. Over here is the hottest piece of chocolate you will ever eat.
Oh, man.
It's I did it for the Choco Challenge.
Oh, is this from the box?
Yeah. It's, okay. And the proceeds went for every sale, which I'll give them a little shout out. A couple bucks goes to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for Prostate Cancer Research. This is a Black Reaper pepper. I will eat this on the air if Kofi wins the WWE title.
Can I see that?
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of hot stuff.
No. You don't. This is too hot.
No, I'm not going to do this right now.
You got to take a little bite. You'll die. It's really brutal.
This is a lot. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is, guys, if Kofi wins.
I will eat that.
Not the whole thing.
Not the whole thing. I'll take it.
On air.
On air. Yeah. You'll watch me die.
Do you like milk?
I do like milk. Not really. Yeah, okay. I'm okay.
You're going to need to calm your mouth with the milk.
So the pepper was supplied by the Pucker Butt Pepper Company.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So I'll do that.
I do love hot stuff.
Yeah, I'll do that.
That's why I hang out with you. So you don't think Kofi's going to take it?
No, I think they'll have a great match, and they'll do something. The story is that his opponent, Daniel Bryan's opponent, is not someone that is currently on TV. So
excellent.
By process of elimination, you can kind of figure out who it's going to be. So you have Dave Bautista.
Boom.
Let's say Kurt Angle.
Boom.
Sami Zayn.
Boom.
Kevin Owens.
Boom.
There was some other names.
The Undertaker.
The Undertaker. No, Undertaker.
Mm.
Dude, would I love to see an Undertaker final match against Daniel Bryan for the WWE title? Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Of course I'd love to see that. Mm. It's such a weird match to get.
It is a very strange match.
Of course I would want to see that, dude. Like, people were crapping on that. I didn't say that'll happen, but I saw people like, nobody wants to see Undertaker, Daniel Bryan. Everybody wants to see Daniel Bryan, yeah. Undertaker. It's such a weird match to get. When is that? You'll never see that, ever.
No.
Ever.
I'd love to see it, especially the promos from heel Daniel Bryan. Like, you come out dressed in leather. That's disgusting. You ride around on a motorcycle. That's disgusting.
Yeah. So on Monday, I reported that it's going to be Kevin Owens in that video that I made.
Okay.
Makes a lot of sense for it to be Kevin Owens. Some people suggested Roman. I have heard nothing about Roman Reigns coming back, and I really don't think that's the moment to bring him back. Remember, you got to bring Roman Reigns back when he's ready and healthy. You got to bring him back also to face someone that everybody hates.
Right.
Not someone that people love. Mm. And no matter how much people are booing Daniel Bryan, they still love him.
And they'll still boo Roman.
They'll
over
still
Daniel
boo Bryan. Roman no matter, you know, what kind of sickness he had when he came back. So the real sense makes that all this could make is Kevin Owens.
Mm-hmm.
Is Kevin Owens' gimmick to be the dopey dad?
I think we talked about that the other day. I think his gimmick is the good dad who hangs out with his kid. He takes his kid to the ballpark. No, yeah.
But in the last video, he went to the movies with his kid, right? Yeah. He's hanging out with his kid. He gave the kid a 20. Uh-huh. He came back with popcorn.
Yeah.
And he's like, were they alluding that the kid worked Kevin Owens, his dad, and he pocketed the money? Or was the story that they were telling you is that, the movies are a ripoff. Popcorn is so expensive at the movies.
Either one.
Right? The message? Funny. Because that's a very different character.
Yeah.
One is the dopey dad, which he is kind of the dopey dad.
Uh-huh.
He has the pizza in the thing. Yeah. He did the bowling. The bowling video where he did a gutter ball.
Ah, so good.
What, a gutter ball? Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
a gutter
I think
ball?
So. Have you ever been bowling?
I have.
Uh-huh.
A couple times. Once. That's it. No, like, once or twice. You know what bothers me? The freaking shoes.
Yeah, they're not the best.
I don't want to wear your stinky-ass shoes.
Yeah.
I don't want to touch anything that somebody else's feet have touched.
Clown shoes.
They are clown shoes. I don't know what the gimmick is. I know what they're trying to do, that he's the average guy.
Yeah.
And he's relatable.
Uh-huh.
Essentially, they're counter-gimmicking Daniel Bryan's vegan, healthy, earthy character that's not a real person.
The Eco Man.
The Eco Man is like a very small subset of human people.
Is Daniel Bryan an eco terrorist?
He's an eco terrorist. he's gonna start, you know, going to PETA marches and everything. His gimmick is that he's like the all American dad.
Do you think they're gonna give him like the smiley gimmick, like Finn Balor?
I don't know what the hell they're doing. I don't know how I feel about this. I'm very confused.
Uh-huh.
If they think this is gonna be something that gets over with Kevin Owens, this mean.
Uh-huh.
Asshole of a man.
Because he's always been a dick, right?
He's always been a dick. Always. That's been his thing. He just beats you up and he's a dick. They didn't even need to do it. You know what they could have done very easily?
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Bryan's out there saying that nobody's worthy to face him. Nobody's good enough to face him. And here comes Kevin Owens.
Okay.
I want my title.
I do like that. I also do like the dynamic because it's even better. I think they tried it a little bit with AJ Styles with the whole Fickle thing, where Daniel Bryan would say, like, how could you tell these people to eat this stuff? You're disgusting. Maybe that's the thing.
Maybe that's the
tie-in. Kevin Owens is eating pizza. Kevin Owens is going to the movies, eating popcorn. He's living life, being a dad. Daniel Bryan's also a dad. You're going to have dad versus dad. Ego dad.
My two dads.
Yeah, ego dad versus Dobie dad. That's your main event at WrestleMania.
Listen, it's fine. I'm okay with it. But it's going to be Kevin Owens, which, listen, they'll have a great match.
Yes.
The build has to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they go from here for the build, but the build has to make sense for it.
Where do you see Lacey Evans going towards Mania?
The dumpster.
Yeah.
you know that crowd in Lafayette?
Yeah.
She's going to go right there in that crowd.
Oh, boy.
She's going to face Asuka.
At WrestleMania.
That's the match. Yeah, WrestleMania. Great. Asuka and Lacey Evans. Ugh.
Fine. Yuck. That's fine. Pre-show.
I was told no.
Really?
Yeah, I was told that the women matches have to be on the main card. That's what I was told. Now, and everything could change.
Yes.
Everything could change.
Oh, yes.
It's possible.
Absolutely.
It's possible, pre-show. it's possible.
Every time you put your hand up, I want to high-five you.
High-five me.
It sucks. Let's this thing's it. In the way.
There you go.
This is a terrible high five.
Can we hold hands?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
There we Man, go. Do I ever. Hold hands. And we'll hold your hand, too.
So there's some WrestleMania news to report on, and that's that the card, for the first time in many, many years, is not finalized.
Yeah. Yeah.
generally around December, we have the card. It's done.
Lots of monkey wrenches.
Set in stone. Everything is up for grabs right now.
Yeah. Which is great.
Everything is up for grabs.
Ricochet versus Brock Lesnar.
You know, I would love that.
Mm-hmm.
I would love that.
Same here.
I want all the NXT guys, like little kids, to do a big pile on Brock Lesnar. And then he just like throws them all. Yeah. And then they just do it again. They just beat him up. And that's how Brock Lesnar disappears.
That would be hysterical. Where's Bray Wyatt?
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. He's coming. I don't know where.
Uh-huh.
They are trying to fit him in.
Or do you think he suffers from the build rebuild thing and he's on that list of guys who might get cut loose?
They're not cutting him loose.
Mm-hmm.
Because that gimmick does well in live situations.
Dan Aleister Black.
Oh man, maybe him and Aleister Black.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that'll be a match.
Can't have two spooky guys, though.
Ah, that's too spooky.
They
negate
each other.
Well, not on this. What happens?
They just explode.
Like negative energy?
If you were at a live show and you saw the Demon Finn Balor come out with the heartbeat entrance and the candles and the spooky stuff, and then right after that, Aleister Black comes out like Nosferatu with the candles and the smoke and the spooky entrance, you'd be like, too much spooky.
Dude, I watched it on SmackDown. Mm-hmm. First of all, on Raw, that entrance sucked.
I didn't mind it, but SmackDown was better.
SmackDown was better, but it still was weird. I think the audience had no idea what's going on, what his gimmick is.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a CM Punk. That's what somebody said to me.
He's like a black metal CM Punk anarchist.
Yeah.
Kinda. Who seems like a really nice guy.
So Bray's a very interesting suggestion.
Yeah.
Listen, dude, it could be Bray and Daniel Bryan.
It could be.
That's another option.
I'm okay with that. I'm not, like, thrilled about it, but I'm okay with that.
You're okay with it?
Yeah.
I'm
not thrilled about most of the stuff going into Mania. I'm okay with it.
What do you think? So, we discussed the Lacey Evans push, obviously. Yeah. So, I'll skip that. Let's talk about The Undertaker.
Let's do it.
So, The Undertaker, Vince McMahon now, he was not in the plans, by the way, for WrestleMania.
Right.
They had abandoned the plans. They were not doing anything with him. I'm surprised. There was no Hall of Fame concept at the time. There was no WrestleMania. There was no Saudi show plans at the time.
So weird.
And now, all of a sudden, the last week, they have contacted him, and they are trying to put something together for him.
New phone, who dis?
Who did? Do you think he answers like
that's
that?
That's what's happening.
The Undertaker is fascinating because they pissed him off so much that he said, hell with this. I'm going to go do an appearance during AEW weekend for StarCast.
Oh, boy.
Listen, Undertaker doesn't need that booking.
No, he doesn't need the money.
You know?
Yeah.
He doesn't need that booking. What he does, however, want is to be involved still.
Right, right.
So he's an attraction. Why wouldn't you even just... I know that he has the ability to turn stuff down.
Yes.
Have him come out and do something.
And this is WrestleMania 35, correct?
Yes. Big year.
Big year.
In New York.
In New York. And no Undertaker sighting.
I think Vince is like, dude, listen, I'm looking at the budget here, and I just can't budget in that entrance.
I'm paying Ricochet so much money, you have no idea.
We got Triple H's entrance. We got, you know, we'll do something with Daniel Bryan. Brock Lesnar gets pyro. I can't do the spooky stuff
Seth,
this year.
Yeah.
Seth is going to get ice raining down on fire, something, and say, I think maybe that's the thing. He's like, you know, can we cut the entrance?
Yeah.
Can we just not do it this year? I can't pay for zombies again.
Right. Oh, my God.
Those guys were weird.
The caskets. And
the caskets.
I have no money for druids.
They asked too much to unionize those druids. They one caught on fire the last time. It's too much of a liability. So Undertaker, I'm if I were to take a healthy guess, I would say he's going to be there.
Undertaker versus Jeff Hardy.
Oh, man. What's going on with Jeff Hardy?
I love it.
He's turned into a no mercy.
Yes.
Create a wrestler
absolutely
version of Jeff Hardy at this point.
Like, you watch SmackDown, right?
Yes.
Has SmackDown not become the WWE's like land of misfit toys?
It really has, actually.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you got Bananas Aleister Black, Jeff Hardy, The New Day, Joe, Daniel Bryan. AJ Styles is the most normal wrestler on that roster, and I do think he's going to Raw. Because there's nothing's going on with AJ right now, right?
Nothing is going on with AJ right now.
I think he's moving to Raw. They're going to do that superstar shakeup. AJ's going to Raw. You have Andrade.
You know what? Good name. What if he faces Undertaker? What if he's like, listen, I came here. I've been world heavyweight champion everywhere I've gone. I've achieved everything. One thing I want is that biggest title, that biggest brass ring, and that's the Undertaker.
Do you think there's money in the Phenom versus the Phenomenal one?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the only reason. You know what? That's happening. That's the only reason why you would do it.
It's written.
Yeah.
It's written in stone. They
would write Phenom and then Nominal.
Would you eat a shoe if AJ Styles did a 450, Undertaker moved out of the way, and then Undertaker did a 450?
I would eat
two shoes
if the Undertaker did a 450.
And a pizza box.
And a pizza box. Two girls. What was that show? A girl, two guys, a girl, and a pizza place?
I think so.
I'll eat the whole pizza place.
Just give me that pizza place.
Guys, we are going to do your Q&A. We have a lot of questions already to cover. So if you want your questions, submit them, and Rich is going to monitor the chat for your questions. We're doing a Q&A mailbag at the end of the show. Obviously, this is what we do.
Oh, boy.
I do want to take a moment and talk about another one of our amazing sponsors, and that's Blue Chew. Right now, we've got a special offer for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special code MATMEN. You just pay $5 for the shipping. Listen, super easy process. You go on, you sign up, you fill out a little questionnaire. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. You can take a day or night, anytime, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as the regular pills. So you can be ready anywhere and anytime. That's what I like. I like to be ready at any time.
Absolutely.
I'm at the bar. You know what? Pop a Blue Chew and just keep drinking and see where the night takes me.
I like to be driving home with a nice erection.
That's what we all want. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a very discreet package. So no in-person doctor's visits, no waiting online at the pharmacy, and best of all, no awkwardness. You don't have to explain to someone what you're picking up. You know, sometimes you go to the pharmacy and they're blaring it. They're screaming it to you. I actually had that happen to me.
Oh, yeah?
It was a regular thing. Like, it wasn't, like, a weird medication.
Uh-huh.
It was just, like, an antibiotic when I was sick a couple months ago. And the pharmacist is screaming. It's like, and they're like, Andrew Zarian? And I'm like, yeah. And she's yelling. She's like, is the minoxidil yours? Is the penicillin yours? Whatever it was.
Is this for herpes or chlamydia?
It was a Z-Pack. Yeah, I had a Z-Pack because I was so sick. She's screaming. I'm like, you know, imagine if it was something else. Would she have done it if it was a Viagra or Cialis? Would she be like, hey, Andrew Zarian, the guy that does that podcast, is this Viagra yours?
Are these your boner pills?
Are these your boner pills? Guys, BlueChew.com. Go to BlueChew.com/, I think, MATMEN. Actually, BlueChew.com, use the promo code MATMEN to try it for free. Absolutely free. Everybody should go sign up, get it for free, pay the $5 for the shipping. And this is great. And it's the same FDA-approved stuff as those other guys. BlueChew.com/MATMEN. BlueChew.com/MATMEN. Jesus Christ.
One of those. One of those guys.
No, I'm joking. It's BlueChew.com, promo code MATMEN.
Yeah.
Let's do the Q&A.
All right.
Which one are you looking at?
I'm doing YouTube.
Okay, you do YouTube, so we'll do one in each. We'll do one in one, okay?
Okay, cool. So I'll do YouTube, you'll do the document?
I'll do the document.
Great, okay, that works out. All right, Samson Knight, what kind of pay-per-view matches will AEW do that'll be different than WWE's? Well, if All In is any indication, then I think you're going to get more stuff like you saw with Joey Ryan and Hangman, a lot of crossover matches, right?
It's a great question, actually, because how are you going to separate? The All In pay-per-view was one of the highest production value wrestling shows that we've had in North America in 20 years.
Absolutely.
Right? Since WCW. So the production value was there, but it was a lot of assistance from Ring of Honor.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that Ring of Honor was able to put on that kind of a broadcast actually surprised me, considering their own shows don't look like that.
Exactly. It was beautiful.
So it was beautiful. I mean, and there, you know how everybody, I know, if you ever watch a wrestling show and you see a jib.
Oh, yeah.
You know Ring of Honor is involved in that. That's their main thing. AEW is going to be using the jib, by the way.
Yeah, get that jib.
So, get the jib. I love a jib. I love this.
I love a big jib.
You know, SmackDown was using a jib. Remember that when they changed the way that it was shot?
Absolutely.
When they did the brand split, when they went live, you know, they did that whole thing. They used a jib.
I heard that jib was stolen.
The jib was stolen.
Who knows who? And I think it ended up in All In.
I think All In. I think Kenny Omega took the jib. So I think the production value will be up there. You'll have. I've been told some stuff, so I don't want to mention.
Okay, cool.
Sorry.
Ladder matches.
They are going to separate themselves as far as visuals go.
Yeah.
You're going to know it's not a WWE show.
Yeah.
Maybe it's going to be a little bit darker. You know what I mean?
I think humor-wise, it's going to be definitely adult-driven.
It's going to be more inside terms.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot of that.
Mainly, I think you're going to get a lot of Being the Elite crossover, too.
Yeah. Electric Hammer on Twitter wants to know, does Kofi win at Fastlane and lose at Mania? My answer is no to that. Rich would like to see this happen.
I think he wins. Honestly, I do think he ekes it out at Fastlane and loses on the Tuesday. Mm. Let's see. How do you feel, MG Geek? How do you feel about the Hogan biopic? I think I speak for both of us when I say, hell yeah, brother.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a weird biopic, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's a Netflix biopic.
Yes.
And Thor is playing Hulk Hogan.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
And apparently the it's going to be 70s, late 70s, early 80s Hulk. So the transition to Hulkamania, probably do Rocky 3, throw that in there.
Yeah, and probably to WrestleMania, right?
Yeah.
They'll do WrestleMania 1.
I bet you they'll either do WrestleMania 1 or it'll end with the stare-off between him and Andre.
Maybe. I mean, that'll be great.
Right? Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
That's a great way to end it. It's going to be weird to see somebody else play Hogan, because who could play Hulk Hogan?
Mm-hmm.
Who could play Hulk Hogan? It's impossible. First of all, you're going to have to get somebody. Chris Evans is Chris Evans. Who's Chris Evans?
Captain America.
Who the hell's? Oh, Chris Evans is Captain America?
Yeah, yeah.
why did I? Chris Hemsworth.
Too many Chrises. Right
too
now.
Many Chrises in my. I only have room for two Chrises in my head.
Chris Hero.
Chris Hero.
And Chris Crisley.
And Chris Tobin. I could have Chris Tobin. Chris Hemsworth to play Hulk Hogan. I mean, he's a big dude.
But yeah.
How jacked is he going to have to get?
He could do it.
And does he have the charisma to do Hogan?
I think so. He's very charismatic.
Something, brother.
Oh,
you know,
boy.
He's going to do this?
He's got to get. I was telling my wife yesterday that he's got to get. She couldn't guess who was going to play him. I popped into the bedroom yesterday. I was like, guess who's playing Hulk Hogan in a biopic? The last person you'd expect. Her first guess was Will Ferrell.
I would have guessed Gary Busey.
But he's going to have to get like 80s, like buff, right? May have to do this. Maybe they'll take creative license with the hair.
I think they're going to take creative license with the hair. I think they're going to depict Hogan how Vince saw him in the 90s, in the 80s. you know, they used to edit in his hair.
Okay.
Hogan's hair.
I did not know.
For Saturday night's main event.
Really?
They, I forgot the process that they called it, but essentially they would have to go through the tape and manually edit hair, but it was like drawn in. It wasn't like computerized
right.
at that point. So I forgot it was like almost like a filter on top of the
That's
film
hysterical.
To grow, to add more hair in.
The thing I like about this is that it's produced by Bradley Cooper.
Yes.
Right? Bradley Cooper is also slated to play Vince McMahon in a Vince McMahon biopic.
That's so weird.
So you're gonna get a Bradley Cooper Vince and a Chris Hemsworth Hogan with Rocket Raccoon and Thor again in another movie. It's mind-blowing.
It is mind-blowing, the whole thing.
And Todd Phillips is directing it.
Yeah, Todd Phillips is.
I think it's your turn.
Okay. Do you think AEW is effectively setting up future storylines within Being the Elite on YouTube? Or will that cause too much confusion for the average TV viewer? Who will be completely lost when they debut on TV? I'm enjoying it, but someone like my father-in-law would be lost. I think right now that is what they're doing. Because that's the only TV they have.
Yeah.
They don't have TV currently. Mm-hmm. They don't have a way to build storylines mm-hmm. other than Being the Elite. I think when the TV show happens in September,
mm-hmm.
You're going to see maybe a little bit of that as like an extra, but majority of the storyline development will be on TV. Because right now, we're seeing EC3, geez. We're seeing MJF and Cody building a story.
Yeah.
But that is not Cody's match.
Right. Again, we still don't know.
We still don't know. They did another tease of this. I don't know. There's three possibilities.
Flip Gordon.
It could be Flip Gordon.
Goldberg.
Oh, man, I didn't even think of him.
Big Papa Pump.
Ah, no. it would be mind-blowing if it is Bill Goldberg, because his Brandy's reaction was, what are you doing? What is this?
Yeah.
Did you see that part?
Yeah.
And she's like, is this a joke? So Bill Goldberg would be the obvious one that you'd be like, oh, my God, that's humongous.
Yeah.
Goldust would be another one. You know, his brother Dustin would be a great one.
Great.
And she could be like, I don't want to get involved in this, because that was kind of her reaction.
Yeah.
That would be cool. I don't know. It could be, I'm sure whoever it is, you're going to enjoy it and you're going to like it.
Absolutely. I also do think that, listen, they sold out All In with a YouTube-based audience.
Wild.
And I do think like that has a lot to do. They have a homegrown fan base of BTE. And you know what? I guarantee you half the people that watch BTE, probably not even really wrestling fans. They're just Young Bucks fans.
That's quite possible. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Who do we got here? Who is your Andre Battle Royale winner this year?
Oh, I have no idea. I can't even guess that one.
Jinder.
Sorry.
Batista.
I don't know. I've heard nothing. Yeah. I've heard nothing about it. Again, I don't even know if they're doing it this year.
That's true. Yeah.
I've heard zero. I've heard zero, zero, zero.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts on the DX Hall of Fame. Really wish China was inducted alone. China will be inducted alone one day. I think this is fine. I think people wanted China. Now you got China. So let's you know.
Let's be happy.
Just be happy she's going in.
I just wanted Road Dogg.
And you know what, though? But here's the thing. If you had done DX, there's a reason why they're doing DX now.
Yeah.
If they had done DX without China and explained that, well, we'll save her for being alone, everybody would complain that she's not, you know,
exactly
in the Hall of Fame. I think it's fine. You got Road Dogg, you got Billy Gunn, you got China, you got X-Pac. They're all going in.
Yeah.
Do they put in – what other opportunities is X-Pac going to have to go in the Hall of Fame? I mean, obviously, he probably will at one point, but I think this is a great way to go in there. And people have asked, this is another follow-up question that I have, was who else is going in the Hall of Fame? I've been told it's going to be a way shorter Hall of Fame.
Yes.
So the DX one, I think it's going to be less people this year, but the DX one's going to take a nice big chunk of it.
Yeah.
Because you got so many.
You're going to get, DX is going to be the headliner, right? Maybe. And then you're going to need the female, the celebrity, and then maybe like one more.
Cyndi Lauper.
Okay.
New York.
Cool.
You know? I would do Cyndi Lauper is because I'm shocked she's not in the Hall of Fame.
Okay. All right. Cyndi Lauper's a good one.
Yeah.
I can see the DX speech being long, and I do think it's kind of fun that Billy Gunn is going to be there.
And he's in AEW. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't Rick Rude also be inducted with the DX? I don't think so. He was there for only a very small portion.
And he was also inducted 2 years ago.
Rick Rude was inducted already, but he wasn't really part of DX. When you think of DX, do you think of Rick Rude?
Right.
And he jumped ship. Remember that.
Immediately.
Not on great terms.
Mm-hmm.
He left.
He showed up on the same night.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Do you have anything?
What was the big announcement on NXT about the tag tournament? Or was it just filler to keep tag teams from going to AEW?
It was not filler to keep tag teams from going to AEW. That's not part of their thought process. I was told that is not the huge announcement that they're going to be announcing.
The Dusty Classic?
Yeah, that was an announcement, but they used that as the, I think they backed off on what they were going to do.
Okay.
For now.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, that also leads to, like, we got several questions about where's Lars?
He's at home.
Hanging out, man.
Lars is at home right now. I don't know if he's coming back or when he's coming back.
Yeah, that's kind of If the rumors are true, it's kind of sad, you know, but we'll see what happens.
Yes. Tim Anger, $10 donation. Thanks, brother.
Thanks, Tim.
Does Tim have a question? Let's see. I got some more here.
Okay.
Let me go through here. Where's Lars? We answered that. In the WWE building of Mustafa Ali, is the WWE building of Mustafa Ali so as to possibly making the WWE championship a triple threat match between him, Kofi, and Daniel Bryan? No, that's not happening.
No.
That's not happening at WrestleMania.
What about Tori? Why is she not part of DX Hall of Fame? She was not really in DX very long.
Yeah, but like Stephanie McMahon was in DX.
Right. And,
you know, it wasn't really DX. Like Tori wasn't really DX. Yeah.
You need your stalwarts. By that rationale, shouldn't Kane be in DX?
Kane was never in DX. Right.
It was they worked him.
They worked them, yeah. But wasn't Tori during the corporate merger time when, like, those DX guys kind of joined the corporate ministry, the corporation?
Yeah.
Right? And Hunter and Vince McMahon cuts the greatest promo.
Yeah.
My favorite promo. Vince McMahon comes out and he talks about what losers people are.
Right.
And he goes, some people are rich and you're not.
Yeah.
And the moral of life is, life sucks, and then you die.
That's my favorite.
And
that's my favorite.
X-Pac in the back goes like this. he saw his life in front of him. When Vince says, life sucks, and then you die. By the way, X-Pac also had maybe a little gimmick in that cup he was drinking when he was coming up. I'd love to know, Pac, I know we have a lot of mutual friends. Yeah. What was in the cup during that promo?
Scissor.
I hope it was.
I would love to get X-Pac on the show, man. Yeah, yeah. I love that dude. Always, like I always say, like the DX will always be my favorite dirtbags. My favorite wrestling dirtbags, you know? Like they were always the best. I was always fascinated. I'm fascinated with them in the ring and also behind the scenes. I found them even more fascinating, you know?
Yeah.
Will every match at WrestleMania be a triple threat? Yes.
Oh my God. Matt Riddle said his goal is to retire Brock Lesnar. Thoughts? I would love that match. I know that's a personal work of his.
Right, right.
I think he's personally pushing that. I don't know, as far as timing goes, what their plan for Matt Riddle is now that the exodus from NXT has happened to the main roster.
Right.
So they would need Matt Riddle there to kind of build a brand. Can you imagine Brock Lesnar going to NXT?
Oh, I'd love that. Show? I'd love that.
He would be booed out that building, right?
Yeah. No, he would destroy. Because like when, I think John Cena showed up at Full Sail once and the crowd like went berserk.
No, I'm saying like show up at like Brooklyn.
Okay.
And he just calls everybody little turds.
Yeah, you little turd.
Who's that turd? Oh, everybody's tiny. Well, I don't know why he sounds like Jim from Brooklyn.
Hey, you turds. It would make him sound like Dick the Bruiser.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He looks like Dick the Bruiser. He's coming out of a cigar. Brock Lesnar and Matt Riddle. I don't know, man. I think the time is right to cool off on Brock Lesnar, put him on the shelf for 3 years, and then bring him back. Because guess what? That'll pop the crowd again. 3 years from now, you see like a completely different landscape at WWE, right?
Yeah.
And let's say Ricochet's champion, and then all of a sudden you hear the tornado music. The hungry stomach noise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Brock Lesnar shows up and Brock Lesnar guy's there. He's got a big beard like Methuselah and like everybody goes crazy.
Let's see. Do you see Becky replacing Roman as the face of the company? Not really.
No. I can see her doing a lot more media appearances though.
Yeah, not really. I think Becky's going to be the goal for the women's division.
Absolutely.
I think she's a draw, but they have a lot of other plans for the guys' division.
Yeah.
Was there less women on this Raw?
I think so.
The first hour drew over 3.1 million viewers.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, says a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions before we wrap it up here? I just want to get to as much as we can. What do you think of the latest NXT call-ups? Also, what happened with the last group of call-ups? We kind of went into that.
Yeah.
The latest, I think they're all great wrestlers. I think they're all awesome. I think the problem is where they're going to be placed and what we're going to be doing.
Right.
I think a lot of that comes into play today or the next couple of weeks with how you're going to present these guys. I think it's a great crop of people. I think you're going to have really exciting matches.
Yes.
But they need to also be a little storyline driven. We need better storylines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing that, you know, Vince Russo, everybody knocks him and they say all this stuff about him, but he always had something for everybody.
Exactly.
And I think we kind of need to get back to that where people have reasons why they're fighting.
Yes.
Because, listen, why are they fighting? Why don't they like each other?
There needs to be the one or two guys on creative that has a billion ideas that throws them at the wall. And I think that was the thing with Vince Russo. He, whatever stuck, and it worked. You know, but for every one idea, there may have been 20 ideas that were just got off.
But that's everybody. Yeah. You know, yeah. My job was being creative at my job, and I would throw 40 ideas, and three were great.
Right.
And that's all you need.
Or three that they liked.
Or they liked.
And implemented.
And implemented,
you
yeah.
know?
Let's see. Anything else here? Any other questions?
Where is RVD? He has a documentary coming out,
I believe.
Yeah. But I think he's still doing the indie stuff. He's putting his life back together. He had a couple of ups and downs in the last few
RVD?
Years. Yeah.
What with what?
He divorce, deaths in the family,
stuff
like that, you know. But I think the dude's on his way up.
Yeah. Do these call-ups mean Adam Cole gets a bump into the NXT title picture? Yes, it does. Adam Cole's getting a bump in the title picture, obviously. So is Matt Riddle. So are a lot of these guys. You're going to have everybody's getting moved up.
Right.
Right now, NXT is very saturated with talent. Between Keith Lee and all these guys.
Absolutely.
Very talented roster. You just need to build it and go from there. I think it's they're not going to hurt.
No.
What I'm more afraid is what they do with Matt with these guys on the main roster.
Yeah.
I do see Ricochet feuding with Finn Balor at WrestleMania.
That would be cool.
For the IC title.
That would be really cool.
Yeah. I would like that. That would be a great match.
Or I wouldn't mind seeing the big ladder match again.
Okay. Or the big ladder match with everybody in there. I mean, there's so much that they could do.
Yeah.
Do we wrap it up?
Let's wrap it up.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Obviously, you can fund us on Patreon if you enjoy the show every week. Go to patreon.com/mattmenpodcast and consider giving us a couple bucks every week. You get access to our Patreon-only Discord, which is a lot of these inside stuff that we discussed on the show. You get there as it's happening. A lot of stuff that maybe we're not talking about, and you get in there. And you also get extra bonus shows. The more we reach our goals, the more shows we're going to do. Monday, let's let the cat out of the bag.
Go for it.
You want to say?
You know what? You're get.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
You do it.
Conrad is coming on
Beautiful.
The show Monday. We're recording it Monday night at around 6 o'clock. He's not doing video, though. He's only doing audio.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to be on, I believe, 7 p.m. East, 6 Central. We have Conrad coming on to talk about StarCast, AEW, and him in broadcasting.
Beautiful.
Because he was a big Stern fan, so I think that may have played a part in him getting into radio, and so was I.
Excellent.
His love for pro wrestling, how he got into it, and of course, you know, everything else that we discussed. So Conrad's going to be on. Next couple of weeks, I believe we have Jason Agnew coming on the following week.
Great.
We're going to talk to Jason Agnew and another great broadcaster in pro wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Guy just covered it, who live audio wrestling, now Sunday night's main event, which you're going to be on the show on Sunday.
Sunday I will be on.
Sunday night, 11 p.m.
Sunday morning. Well, they record it, right?
They you're canning it. No, you're on live.
I'm on live. Yeah. And then Monday night, we're going to do, after we're done with Conrad, we're going to do a watch-along with Monday Night Raw, which might end up being half a watch-along.
We're going to try something. We're going to try doing a watch-along for Monday night. So all this stuff is happening because you guys are funding us on Patreon and hitting the subscribe button here on YouTube. If you haven't already, hit the subscribe button. Also, if you listen to podcasts, which I assume all of you do, subscribe to the podcast. It's very important, whether you use Pocket Cast or you use Apple Podcasts, iTunes Podcast, or you use Google Music, whatever your podcast, or Spotify, we're on Spotify as well, Pandora, whatever you use, subscribe to us there. Leave us a little rating. Leave us a review. Bumps us up, and more people find the show, and more people find it, the more better we do, obviously.
Yes.
You can follow me on Twitter, at Andrew Zarin. You can follow Rich, at BTC Rich. I also do another podcast called What the Tech, if you're into technology. If you're into tech stuff, check us out. We're broadcasting live today on the What the Tech channel. You can follow, if you follow anything, I'll retweet it there. I'll be doing it about the Samsung event, so you can follow me. Check me out there.
Fantastic. About the $2,000 phone?
$2,000 phone. $2,000 phone. All right, guys. We'll see you all later.
Later. Take care.